Is there any area in your life that you know that you should have grown by now, but you simply haven't? The good news is that you may not be the problem. The problem may be your environment. Over the last 15 years, my wife and I have had the good fortune of traveling throughout Guatemala. We've come to love the people and also their cuisine. And one of our favorite foods is a small spicy green pepper called chiltepe. It adds a unique flair to just about anything. After tasting the chiltepe, we returned to Miami looking for some, but could not find the pepper anywhere. So, the next time we traveled to Guatemala, my wife brought back some chiltepe seeds and planted them. But for some reason, they did not grow. So, on our next trip, she brought back some more seeds and planted them. And they too did not grow. We later discovered that the chiltepe seed simply could not grow outside of its environment. And when it comes to your personal growth, your intentions may be good, but your environment may be wrong. I continuously counsel people seeking to grow financially, physically, relationally, maybe spiritually. They come to me with good intentions, but can't grow because they dwell in the wrong environments. The problem for them is that, just like with seeds, it's impossible to grow outside of the proper environment. Just like with plants, they need the right soil to grow in and the right climate in order to thrive. Solomon said, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." According to a study concluded by a social psychologist at Harvard University, the people that you consistently associate with are known as your reference group. After extensive research, the study concluded that these people, the reference group, will determine up to 95% of your successes or failures. In other words, the people you choose to do life with will determine the direction and the quality of your life. If you want to reach your fullest potential, you need to understand that your environment is an essential part of growing. And the most significant factor in a person's environment is the people he or she surrounds himself with. In any area that you like to reach your fullest potential, choose to associate with people who will help you to make the necessary changes and will help you to grow. So make a list of the people you spend the most time with. Then look through your list and determine which ones are helping you to grow and which ones are hindering your growth. And always remember that wise people produce wise people, but walking with fools will eventually cause you harm.